from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation live from the Comerica backyard here at Globe Life Field, as we've got tons of Ranger fans that are already walking by. And if you are coming to the game today, Twins, Rangers, we've got an awesome giveaway, World Series champion short sleeve hoodie tonight, presented by Globe Life. First 15,000 fans will get that. So come by, say what's up. Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. We got Brian Broaddus live in Oxnard. Gavin Dawson out for today. He'll be back on Monday. Lucius Alexander back in Master Control along with Carter Freeman. And, of course, you are Turned On, Leave It On listeners. But we got Dallas Cowboys football that will be on tomorrow here on your home of the Cowboys, 6 o'clock pregame with Eric and Brian. And then Brian and myself will have halftime and postgame until 2 a.m. in the morning, as it's a 9 o'clock kick. I know that's not a factor, as Nick
That'd
Harris,
midnight
at
out here. Yeah. Midnight out
joins
here.
Us with Brian. Nick, it's a 7 o'clock kick, I guess, for you guys, because you're still going to be in Vegas with the team. But 9 o'clock kick, man, for preseason football, I'm not loving this.
Yeah, if we're talking about energy from if it's going to carry over from the Rams game into this Raiders game, then you might have a lot of sleepy fans come 12 at night whenever they're getting into the third quarter.
Yeah, man, can we get some touchdowns in this football game?
Just
one TD. Out of the offensive players that you expect to see a lot of, who do you think could use that touchdown the most, really help their case to make the roster?
I'm going to go Tyron Billy Johnson and also Deuce Vaughn. Can I use two there?
Okay.
I think Tyron Billy Johnson, he only had two series in the game against the Rams. I expected him to get a lot more work. You know, he's looked really good out here in Oxnard, but Jalen Cropper has kind of caught up to him, if not surpassed him. So I think if they want to take six receivers, that final spot, man, it's going to be really close between those two guys, Ryan Flannoy, Racy McMathis kind of in that mix as well. And then you look at Deuce Vaughn, he's been out for most of training camp with a hamstring issue. He finally returns this week, but man, he needs to have a big game in one of these final two preseason games. You know, the running back room is clearly looking for some juice. He definitely has that juice, but can he put it on the field? That's going to be really big for him to try and prove. If he had a big touchdown in this game against the Raiders, man, that would be awesome for his stock.
Is that where the biggest competitions lie in terms of fighting for roster spots? Is it that wide receiver room, Nick, or is it somewhere else where they're going to have to make some seriously tough decisions?
Yeah, receiver is the one I'm definitely looking at. I think it's a good problem that they have at wide receiver. I think they got a lot of guys that are worthy of being on an NFL roster, but they can only take – I think they're going to end up taking six. They can only take those six. And so you look at the five from last year with CD Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, Jalen Brooks, and Kevontae Turpin. I think those five guys are are safe. But then you look at that sixth spot. Who's it going to be? I think that's going to be a really interesting battle. And then you also look at the linebacking core. Who are going to be the linebackers that they take? Who's the last one in that room that they take? It's going to be a fascinating argument. And then the corner has definitely had some switching up over the course of the last week. Trade out Nashawn Wright. You get Andrew Booth. Okay, then who's going to be at the depth of that corner room? Does Eric Scott Jr. have a roster spot? He had one last year, but he never played. So there's going to be some interesting decisions made for sure. I think it's going to be a more interesting 53 cut than it was last year for sure.
Hey, Nick, are you looking at this defensive line? Are they done there? Or do you feel like that they're going to kind of take a look at maybe further guys, maybe some edges, or are they done with how you see it?
I think they are done for right now, but there's 2 weeks left in the preseason, right? And I think if they get and camp as well,
yeah.
I think if they get past these 2 weeks and they look, hey, we might need another guy in the interior, I think that's probably where they go. As far as the edge and that situation, you know, you add Carl Lawson, how much will that be able to help? I don't think we'll necessarily see that until the season gets up and going, but I like what Al-Kadeen Muhammad has done during his time here at camp. I think if he gets more reps, it's going to look pretty good as far as those rotational bodies there on the edge, and you add Carl Lawson in that mix. But right there in the interior, yes, you trade for Jordan Phillips, but I've mentioned it a couple times on some shows this week. I think you still need another guy that can be reliable and run-stopping, and I if Mozzie Smith can't take that extra step to be that, they might have to go out for extra help still.
Has there been any position group that you've really kind of changed your mind on? Okay, we were concerned, like the biggest needs, yeah. If you've reassessed since training camp, like, okay, this group actually needs some more help here than I anticipated, and this one a little bit stronger than I thought coming in.
Yeah, as far as the one that I anticipated it being fine and it needed more help was that edge group. Now, granted, Sam Williams going down with the torn ACL, it kind of expedited that problem. But seeing that preseason game against the Rams and looking at the lack of pressure that those guys were able to generate off the edge, I was looking at it like, man, the only time anytime Stetson Bennett was being pressured, it was coming from a blitzing linebacker. Jason Johnson was the only one who got a sack on him. So that caught me by surprise coming out of that game, but you know they've added a couple bodies there like we talked about, and you know we'll see if that helps going forward. And as far as a position group that has exceeded my expectations, it's the linebacking core. I mean, goodness gracious, we walked out of AT&T Stadium in January with one healthy linebacker, and now we're looking up and you have an experienced veteran who's the kind of bridge between Mike Zimmer and the on-field personnel and Eric Kendricks. You got Damone Clark, you got DeMarvian Overshown back, you draft Maris Luafau, who's looked great out here at camp, and then you have some really fun special teams bodies and guys like Buddy Johnson, Jason Johnson, Willie Harvey. I mean, the linebacking core is really it's taken a huge step forward in my eyes.
It's Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Nick, live in Oxnard. When are you hopping on the bird with the boys coming up here? You're heading to Vegas?
Yeah, hopping on the bird. The bus ride to LAX is going to be longer than the hop on the bird, so it's always a trip out here.
You got to stop by the Star Trek furry event that's going down out there if you get a chance, Nick. Our guy Gavin Dawson's going to be out there representing.
So noted. Yeah. That sounds like more his scene, but I might swing by and say what's up.
Just give him a wave, you know, just to let him know we support him.
Hey, what do you think about this this position battle when it comes to the center situation? How much of a battle is it between Hoffman and Beebe, and who do you like starting week one?
Yeah, it's crazy. You asked me a week ago, and I would have said, yeah, Brock Hoffman, I think he's got this in the bag. And then Cooper Beebe, he gets a ton of first-team reps this week. He's looked good. Hoffman has had he didn't have the best game of his life against the Rams, and he hasn't had the best practices this week. I still like Brock Hoffman to be the starting center week one, but Cooper Beebe's coming.
You know, when you look at this team, though, Nick, and I always like to think about it as where do you have surplus? Mm. Do they have safeties that they could actually move for some pieces, you think?
Yeah. Whenever I identify surplus, I look at the safeties, and then I also look at interior offensive line. Yeah. Now, granted, I think they need to hold on to that interior offensive line depth 100%.
Because of the tackle
because
situation.
Because of the tackle
having
situation.
To kick a guy. Okay,
yeah. I think it could alleviate an issue if you have an injury problem in the middle of the season at tackle and you need to move some guys around. Then the interior depth really helps you there. But you look at the safety position, you're absolutely right. Now, how valuable are some of those safeties if you wanted to start cooking up trade conversations? That's where I probably have a little bit of pessimism, but I mean, that room is so deep. I mean, they have a lot of guys that are proven. They've been players on special teams, players on the field on defense. That's a really good group in my eyes.
Who do you think are the two best safeties in that room? It seems like Malik Hooker has his spot
solidified as the true free safety on the roster. He's super smart, super intelligent. But I know Brian and I have talked about this. Like, it seems like his play can be extremely inconsistent. And last year he kind of faded. He's dealt with injuries as well. But, I mean, is he clearly one of the top two safeties, or is Marquise Bell stepping up, Donovan Wilson, somebody else in that room kind of thinking, might take some playing time?
I still like Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson. I think they serve their roles really well. And what they're asked to do in this Zimmer defense, I think, is going to help them quite a bit as well. We saw a lot of single high stuff with Malik Hooker last year, and I think he's going to be alleviated a little bit by some more protection there on the back end. And that'll be able to help his job a little bit better. It's all about just not putting too many hats on one guy. That's kind of what I identify as the biggest differences between the Dan Quinn defense and this Mike Zimmer defense. And it has its pros and its cons, don't get me wrong, but I think one of the pros is you got guys like Damone Clark. You got guys like Malik Hooker who can kind of take a few responsibilities off their plate and really hone in on what they got going on. But yeah, I still like Hooker and Wilson. But man, Marquise Bell had an awesome first half against the Rams. I think Wonye Thomas is a guy that's going to be in the league 10 years. They have a really fun group there. You look at the undrafted free agents that they picked up, Julius Wood out of East Carolina and Amani Johnson out of Nevada. Those are two good players. It's just, how are they going to find places on the field for them? That's the biggest question now. But yeah, I really like both of those guys. Wood had an interception on Stetson Bennett last week, one of the million that Bennett threw. So, yeah, a really good group there in the safeties.
When it comes to this running back stuff here, Nick, I mean, they've already made the move on the D-line to get some other bodies in there. Do you have an expectation that they're gonna kick around trying to maybe make a trade or snag a guy who gets cut at the end of training camp from another team? Like, do you think this running back room is finished here? And who has impressed you, if anybody, in this position group so far?
I can give you one guarantee, is that this Cowboys front office is going to be watching very closely at every other team's 53 cut. If there's a body out there that they see as juice, don't be surprised. I think, you know, you look at this running back room, and in my perception of it, you have two RB2s in Ezekiel Elliott and Rico Dowdle, and then you have a lot of, you know, just hodgepodge behind that. And which of those guys can show that they have some juice? Because you look at Zeke, you look at Rico, these are some downhill guys, at least in my eyes, with still some receiving knacks, don't get me wrong, but they need the juice in there. And is that Deuce Vaughn? Is that Malik Davis? Malik Davis got a really good opportunity last weekend. 8 carries, 18 yards. He didn't really do much with it. So would love to see what Deuce can do. Would love to see if Royce Freeman can maybe get on the field this weekend and kind of show what he has. I'm not super confident in there just based on his production over the last couple of years. But as of right now, I'm not really sure what that room looks like behind Zeke and Rico without an extra body.
Nick, staying on with the running backs, do you feel like last week we saw Trey Lance throw the ball 40 times?
Yeah.
Does Mike McCarthy come out in this game plan and say, okay, we've got healthy backs. To your point, I need to see them all. Do you feel like that they're going to try and run the ball more in this game than what they did against the Rams?
Absolutely. I think the over-under, whenever you look at Lance's attempts, I'm probably putting it at 27.5 going into this game. Just because you have two more healthy bodies now at running back, you can spread the load out a little bit more. I mean, Snoop Connor's not a bad back. I think he's a guy that's going to be getting some really good opportunities tomorrow night. But then you have Deuce Vaughn back in the equation. Does Royce Freeman get some reps? Even though he is a veteran, he still needs to kind of prove his spot as well. I think the running backs are going to be heavily utilized tomorrow.
Yeah, just more of a commitment to it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean
absolutely.
I just didn't feel like that when we were sat down and watched the tape after the game, how you're even evaluating your backs, but how you're evaluating your offensive line.
Yeah.
Some of those guys.
Yeah, there was so much action in the flat for Trey Lance coming out of that game. If that's the type of gains and type of chunk gains you're trying to get, why not hand the ball off as well? Like, I understand wanting to utilize Trey Lance and get his arm out there, get him comfortable, but I felt like they could have used the running game a little bit more for sure.
Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Of course, you can check out Nick Tuesday, Thursdays during the football season with Sean and RJ. And then we usually get to chat with Nick on Fridays. Nick's our guy.
We go
way back with you, brother.
Hey, I do want to say I appreciate you guys, because this time last year, no one knew who my name was, and you were like, hey, Zach, let's get Nick Harris on the show. So I appreciate you guys. I always got love for the G-Bag.
Hey, you know we love you, but I do want to pick your brain on Trey Lance. And I know Brian's been keeping us updated on how he's looked out there since we've left, but overall expectations and what you are hoping to see from him tomorrow in preseason game number two.
You know, I said this earlier this week on a podcast, and, you know, certain people have a certain take on it. I think the best thing for Trey Lance would be to go out in the first half and throw an interception.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Reception early on. just get the mistake out the way. I think he's playing with a little bit too much angst. Like, just go out there, make the bad decision, and then play free. And just kind of throw the worries out the window. I think whenever he has his biggest struggles, it's him not trusting it. And he hasn't been good outside the hashes. I would like to see him work a little bit more in the middle of the field. I think that's probably where he has his sweet zone a little bit more. And if he wants to utilize the hashes, get out on the run. Get out and use that athletic ability. I would say three of his five best throws that he had against the Rams was him scrambling outside and throwing on the run. I mean, he can do that. He can fire a strike. So I just want to see him use his strengths a little bit more, and I want to see him be a little bit more confident. I think if you marry those two things together, he'll have a good performance in a preseason game.
After Jake Ferguson, who's the tight end you like the most?
Oh man, that's a tough one. Luke Schoonmaker. I can't point at one thing that says he's better at this than everyone else in that tight end room.
That's fair.
But I can point at a guy like John Stevens, and I can be like, I think this is the best receiving tight end behind Jake Ferguson. Now, and they utilized him on some lead blocker situations last week, and John Stevens looked good. And he looked comfortable in those situations. I still do believe that Luke Schoonmaker is the tight end, too, on this roster, just because he has the all-around skill set. He can catch. He can receive. He can route run. He can block and get after it on the point of attack. But I think there are a couple of guys behind him that are really going to push for his spot. I like John Stevens to make this roster. I also like Brevin Spanford to make this roster.
And if I could put you on the spot for our final question here, I believe that where are we with the CD? I don't expect the Dak Prescott signing anytime soon. Anything you're hearing whisper-wise with CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah, there's more conversations going on, especially coming up on this preseason game. There's more conversations going on. Offers are being exchanged. I still remain really shocked if we get to week one and CeeDee Lamb's not already in the building. I think once the calendar turns to September, 88's in the building. I would bet on that.
Nick, before we let you boogie out of here, I know you're a big high school football guy. We got scrimmages that are starting already. I don't know. I mean, you've got your focus on your day job with the Cowboys and Oxnard, but anything you can tease for us high school football junkies as we get ready for this fall?
Oh, absolutely. If you're a high school football fan trying to get out and see some good teams these Friday nights this season, go catch Duncanville. You got an Alabama commit at quarterback in Keelan Russell, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. And then you have the number one wide receiver in the country in DeCorian Moore. He's going to Oregon. That's a really fun team. They got talent on defense as well. And DeSoto, they beat Duncanville last year, and they won a state championship last year. They have an SMU commit at quarterback in Keldon Ryan. You know, that's a guy to definitely take a look at. And he's transferred in from Keller Central. So really good talent there. And DeSoto's always going to have the guys. But if you're looking more on the north side, the Frisco schools, they have talent this year. Panther Creek has had a lot of speed transfer into that program. Byron Nelson's one of the top teams in the state. So pretty much anywhere you go in DFW, you're going to find your team. And then always, you got to respect the hyphen. Rockwall Heath, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I saw you mention something about Jason Witten's son.
Yeah.
What do we need to know about him?
Cooper Witten, he's a class of 2027 kid. He's the number 25 recruit in the country. Thinking he's probably going to play safety at the next level, but he has the size and he could probably add the bulk if he wanted to play tight end or if he wanted to play receiver at the next level, he probably could. But he's already got six offers. He's got the LSUs, the Bamas. Obviously, Tennessee is going to be involved there too, but already a top 25 recruit in the country. He plays at Liberty Christian High School in Argyle where Jason Witten coaches.
Nick, you're an absolute beast, brother. We love you. Safe travels to Vegas. Say what's up to Dawson if you run into him. Hopefully the game is not all field goals, and we'll catch up with you very, very soon.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great one.
There he goes, our guy Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football. Let's keep the NFL conversation rolling. NFL news of the day, Sam Darnold's balls, training camp traditions, and this coach is benching himself.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.